Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
NBA MVP, NBA final champion Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek Freak, as the Milwaukee Bucks closed out the Phoenix Suns 105-98 last night. I want to get to our guest here in a second.
He's living the American dream. You get an opportunity, and you want to be the best of the best, and the NBA gives you an opportunity. I mean, if you're hating on the Greek Freak and you're hating on Giannis, come on, look in the mirror. There's something wrong with you, because that's a good dude.
Bart Winkler, host on Wisconsin's Sports Leader 1250 AM, The Fan. And Bart, is Giannis as genuine as he seems to be outside in press conferences? Is he just a genuine dude?
He is absolutely a genuine dude. Like, when they appear this great, you think, there's got to be something, you know? There's got to be something about this guy that I can attach to and hate him for. And you can't find it with Giannis. Just today, I don't know if you guys saw what he was up to today. About 10 o'clock, he and Mariah, who he mentioned there, they were in the car going to Chick-fil-A. Yeah. He's got the NBA Larry O'Brien trophy in between his legs. He's got his finals MVP trophy in his arms. And he's just, you know, he's talking about, this is so great. I didn't sleep. You know, I'm keeping these trophies with me because I don't want to wake up from this dream. I want to keep them with me. And then he's doing this. He's talking about how much he loves Milwaukee. He gets in line and starts to order. And then people are, you know, the word spreads very quickly. And then he's taking selfies. People are touching the trophy. It was just a genuinely great moment. You see, when these teams win the championship, what do you, like, see the next 48 hours? You see, the champions are in Vegas, you know, at a club, and Drake's performing, you know, all this stuff. Giannis is just ordering nuggets with fans. It's such a great
story. Bart, it happened here in New Orleans.
So great to watch him.
It happened here in New Orleans when the Saints won the Super Bowl. They were at the airport. Sean Payton had the Lombardi holding out his sunroof, letting fans touch it. I mean, it was a similar moment. It really was.
Yeah, it's just so great. You know, the way that Giannis has come up here and risen as this, they showed it last night. There was a graphic they showed where Giannis was the frame that he was when he got here. And then he was now he's a big, thick, you know, NBA muscle man. And where I was at, I was out in the Deer District. You saw shots of that yesterday too.
Yep.
I was out there outside the stadium, and that got like the loudest cheer of the night when they showed the juxtaposition. He works so hard to get this moment. And everybody told him, you're never going to win in Milwaukee. You're never going to win.
Yep.
So he signs the extension. The year he signs, they win the title.
And, you know, Bart, I wanted to bring that up because I was a big Milwaukee Bucks fan. Simply, I remember I would be 61 in August, but I was a sixth grader at the time. I had a book that said The Big Eight, Lou Alcindor. And I look at Oscar Robertson, what he meant to the NBA. But just 2 years ago, the Bucks had the league's best record and were two wins away from the first NBA Finals since 1974 before losing a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Final against Toronto. So you can say you get so close but so far. Then you look at the last championship, like I mentioned, 1971, when you're basically talking about a half a century. and that Luau Sen, the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Oscar Robertson, and all that. Come on. Well, when you got Giannis, the Greek freak, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. I mean, so how can you be a hater like, oh, I don't like the Milwaukee Bucks? What? What's wrong with you? How can you not? I could say I don't like the Lakers because the big market in L.A. or Chicago or New York. How can you not be a Milwaukee Bucks fan if you're truly American blue collar? Come on.
Well, I will give you two reasons why someone would be against the Bucks right now. One is if Giannis didn't go to their team and they thought they had a shot at coaching Giannis. You know, the Miamis and Golden State and New York, whoever. Two is we try to be, you know, Midwest nice and very humble, but we are taking a victory lap on this one.
Yes.
Milwaukee has not had a championship, like you said, in 50 years. So we are getting a little arrogant just for a little bit about this, like online and stuff. We'll calm down, but we are having our cake and eating it too right now.
Now, Bart, it's amazing how teams are structured. Now, I'm looking primarily when I look at the NBA, and you got super teams, look, LeBron, weather, you know, Cleveland, Miami, Los Angeles. You look at Kevin Durant going to Oklahoma City to Golden State and now, you know, with the Nets. But I think fans truly appreciate the way the Bucks went about their business. Does that make sense? I mean, because how can you not be a fan of Drew Holiday or Middleton, and then or like Lopez or Tucker? I mean, you can go all through the roster. I mean, come on. If you're a true basketball fan for a community, how can you not embrace the Bucks?
Well, yeah, and I think what people are learning maybe a little bit more is, while the attention's been on Giannis for a long time since he's been here, and obviously, you know, MVPs and finals MVP now, him and Middleton have been here the pretty much same amount of time. They spent 8 years together. Giannis was drafted from obscurity, as you guys were talking about. Middleton was traded from the Pistons, and he was not even like – it was a Brandon Jennings for Brandon Knight deal, all right, if those names strike you. Middleton was in the trade just to salary match.
Whoa.
So they both get here. They're trying to – they play the same position at the time. They're fighting each other for playing time. They're going hard at each other in practice all the time. At first, they did – I mean, they're competitive. They were not fans of each other. But they have lasted throughout. The great stat is they've won 16 games in these playoffs. They won 15 games together their first year. And for them to have gone through all of this, all the pain that you mentioned with 2018 and then, you know, the bubble situation as well. They were so close a couple of times. The coaching changes, getting into a new arena, bringing more people into the fold, the trade for Drew Holiday, the acquisitions for Portis and Tucker and even Pat Connaughton, all these guys. That story of these two guys being here for 8 years, 8 years. They didn't just team up. They've been here together for
Whoa,
8 years.
8 years. Think about that.
Yeah, as good as the Giannis story is, the Giannis Middleton story, I think, might be even better.
Bart Winkler, host on Wisconsin Sports Leader, 1250 AM, The Fan. Bart, Titletown's right up the road in Green Bay. What does this title do, though, for Milwaukee and the Green Bay area? Because it's not in football. You guys have enjoyed a lot of success up there professionally in football, but it's been 50 years since you did it in the NBA.
Well, that means Aaron Rodgers can't hold out. Come on, dog. You got to come
Aaron
back
Rodgers
and play.
Aaron Rodgers is an NBA champion, too. He's part yeah, owner of the Bucks.
Exactly. Come on, Aaron. We need you back in the fold with the Pack. Come on.
I think what's been so great is that it – you know, Milwaukee and Green Bay are separated by 2 hours. And the state of Wisconsin is a very Packers-centric state, okay, obviously. And the Brewers have kind of been like the number two. And the Bucks have kind of been like Milwaukee's team. The further you go away from Milwaukee, the less passionate diehard Bucks fans you're going to find. But they've certainly, you know, with Giannis, that's certainly brought more people into the fold and put the Bucks on the radar. But this championship, man, the top story of Packers.com today was the beat writer for them answering questions about the Bucks.
Like they want to be in on the Bucks, which is absurd to think of with how bad the Bucks have been for 30 years and how good the Bucks have been. The Packers have been for 30 years. But, I mean, everybody's rallying around. The Brewers changed. They changed their start time yesterday. They were supposed to play at night, so then they played in the afternoon so that all the players could go to the game because they wanted to go to the game so bad. So it's great to see that cohesion together, but it's certainly for parts of the state that look at the Bucks as Milwaukee's team and not truly Wisconsin's team, I think that's certainly changing.
Well, you know, Bart, I'm old enough to remember, you know what this reminds me of? Because I was always fascinated with their uniforms. You talk about Milwaukee basketball, Marquette. I'm thinking of the Marquette Warriors and Al McGuire. I'm thinking of Bo Ellis. Whitehead, Jerome Whitehead. I think I could go on and on. I'm a lot older than you probably, Bart. But I'm telling you, the Marquette Warriors that were competing to be amongst the best in NCAA basketball said, I'm like, where in the hell's Marquette? And then all of a sudden they said Milwaukee. And so that I brought that up earlier. Had the book Milwaukee Bucks, the Big A, Lou Alcindor and Oscar Robertson. Now think about that. You're talking about half a century, and now the Bucks are relevant again on the map, the best of the best, and done it the blue collar way. Ain't no super team. Ain't like you're building what LeBron trying to do with the Lakers or Golden State or with the Nets. Drew Holiday was added to the mix. But other than that's smart management. But other than that.
Yeah, that was a trade.
That was a trade, exactly.
That wasn't him coming here. They traded
exactly.
A boatload of picks to the Pelicans for him.
Yeah, we got friggin' Bledsoe. If Bledsoe, the joke around here is whoever Bledsoe ends up the next year, they might win the championship in NBA. Just ship Bledsoe somewhere, and they might be champions.
Bart Winkler, host on Wisconsin Sports Leader 1250 AM, The Fan. Bart, congratulations. I hope the Bucks fans enjoy and revel in this one.
Yeah, well, we got the parade tomorrow at 11 a.m., and then I think after that, it's going to be pretty quiet around here this weekend. People are going to need to recoup and recover.
The Deer District, probably lit still. Bart, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, he's a host on Wisconsin Sports Leader, 1250 a.m., The Fan. Jake Fisher is next, Bleacher Report contributor. Wrote a really good article at bleacherreport.com. New Orleans Pelicans coaching search reveals front office power structure. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.